listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me handler, Hamish.
Yes, I will handle you fairly, Andy. But if it's time to attack and I say the word, you go.
Ahoy to me cutter.
I will cut you fairly.
Thank you.
You won't get a single cut you don't deserve.
I'm the dump.
Yes, dunce it's pronounced. And
no.
We are men of a circus.
There are three other positions in this team. The swing, the popper, and the cup. What team are we making up? It's sporting
team. Okay, this is a good one. I know it's not exciting.
Lacrosse.
Podcasting to hear.
I
was going to say, it's not Quidditch, is it, Jack? Just to rule that out.
I think it's worse than worse than okay. Unfair. I think it's...
More niche.
More niche
than Quidditch.
Yes.
Handlers, cutters, poppers, dump. Grinders, the dump.
And they actually need to put...
Is it magician stuff?
No, they need, it's a sport.
No, is it, sorry, Magic the Gathering? Is it like live-action role-playing?
No, not LARPing, but they need to put a superlative at the front of it to make it sound exciting.
Ultimate Frisbee.
He's got it.
I don't know. I got some respect for Ultimate Frizz.
Really? Oh, my God. The Frizz can look cool going up and down
yeah.
the park.
Because the Ultimate Frisbee is the one on the gridiron field, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like some of the throws and catch up. Maybe it's because I've had a heavy Frisbee summer. I Frisbeed quite a lot over summer. And so I came out of summer with a bit of a newfound respect. Mm. Not interest. I don't think I'm going to play the sport.
No.
But certainly respect for some of those huge, the huge throws.
Frisbee golf still sits at the bottom of the pile of sports, but Ultimate Frisbee's...
I think actually you'd enjoy Frisbee if we went out and played some Ultimate Frisbee.
I think
Frisbee.
He would too. I think Andy would actually really like Ultimate Frisbee. Well, it's the most ultimate version I've found of the sport.
Yeah. But if you go to the Ultimate Fighting, like UFC, you're whoa. Yeah.
But it just means it's the pinnacle of its genre.
Yeah, that's true.
There is no better Frisbee. It doesn't mean you have to punch someone in there. I mean, no one's getting choked out in Ultimate Frisbee.
No, that
shouldn't
right.
be happening.
Well, I am cutting.
Yes, you are cutting. But I think you would have, that would be the type of throws. Is that what
I'd imagine. I don't know why I'm the dump, whether that's don't you know it's Ultimate Frisbee, you have to put it in like a bin at the far end? Like
that's
you've got to
Frisbee
get in.
Golf.
That's Frisbee golf.
Right.
Ultimate Frisbee is basically American football with a Frisbee. Oh.
You would like it. You would. You'd
hey,
have
hell,
fun.
He's coming around. He's coming around. No, let's be really clear here. Frisbee golf and Ultimate Frisbee, very different things.
Okay, good.
Can't say I didn't enjoy Frisbee golf when I played it. Because it's really a walk through a park, chucking
it
a Frisbee.
Is nice. It is nice.
I would probably enjoy that. I just wouldn't tell people.
I mean, we had a backpack of beers and you just throw a Frisbee and try and get it, through the park in the least amount of throws, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Not doing it every week. Yeah. But,
The only thing you really have to worry about is, it's a long walk and then the dump would be a different scenario there. But as long as there's facilities in the park.
And if you could throw one more hand up for Frisbee, love throwing the Frisbee with the dog as well.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're listening to us for the first time, this is probably the most pro Frisbee podcast you've ever heard.
Yeah. Ahoy also to Kieran Ham in England, who used the easy-to-use system, hamishnerdy.com, to upload some audio of what he's up to.
Hi, Hamish, Andy, number 6. This is Kieran calling from Wigan in England. Just dropped my daughter off at athletics and thought I'd go and get myself a coffee from the local Costa, as a reward for being a parent and all that. Walked in and I usually get my hazelnut latte medium, but spotted that they were selling a Toblerone-infused hot chocolate. Ooh. After all the talk of the past few podcasts about Toblerones, I thought, let's get stuck into this. Number 6, this is a revelation for your pal. Absolutely no jagged edges in this one. No damage to the gums. A health and safety dream. Get yourself on board one, number 6, if they do them over in Australia. Peace out, boys. Speak soon.
What a legend.
That would be right up my alley. I love a hot chocolate.
What a legend. And Jack, that does solve the sharp Toblerone issue
Doesn't
for
it?
You.
Yes.
It's been smelted down.
I will say my favourite type of Toblerone I've had so far is the cocktail we had at the Pancake Parlour, which was named after the Toblerone because no sharp edges.
No.
But it contained no Toblerone.
Exactly.
It was just like Tia Maria and like random liqueurs.
He cut his mouth on the straw, but that was a different issue altogether.
Found the handle a little heavy.
Small fun game we play on this pod is these days online, all news has to be negative and salacious.
It does.
It has to be clickbait. That is the news, the rules of new media. So what we thought, I mean, obviously we're new to the pod for this year and we haven't really shared any news between of us.
We haven't. So, and in this game, though, we'd like to turn news evil.
News.
But I'd just like to say, it was just pleasant news, bad. Just like to say to highlight that this isn't who we are.
No.
May I reference a recent incident on the Hamish and Andy podcast where we were talking about Frisbees. Mm. Now, initially, that was designed to poo-poo the Frisbee. But several members of the team found some positives in Frisbee lifestyle. In fact, and the most reluctant member of the team,
even the original
by
bench.
The end, was coming around to the concept of Frisbees.
Exactly.
So we do possess within us the ability to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not what we're exercising in this game.
No. Each of us have to have a little bit of positive news we've had over the break, but it's our job for the others to create a salacious headline in a negative manner. Let's jump into it.
Oh, that's lovely.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's perfect. No, it's not.
Wait a second. There is something wrong with that. Salacious headline.
Do you want me to start, guys?
Yeah, what's happened in your life?
My big fun news for the family is my brother Cam and his partner Bianca had a baby boy.
Yeah, so congratulations.
You. So that's the news. That's fun. That should be fun. Let's see if either of you can turn that into a headline.
Salacious headline in 3, 2, 1.
I would go for Andy Lee approves of new child under controversial no girls allowed rule for babies in the Lee family. Because it is just
it is
boys,
a lot of boys,
it?
Isn't it?
It's only boys in the Lee family.
Cam only refuses to have a girl again.
And Andy supports it. Let him in. Let him into the gang.
That's very good.
All right,
Jack,
I'll go.
You have an idea?
The 100 Stars brother puts extra strain on already clogged hospital system.
Good.
Good. Very
drag
good.
Channel 9
both.
Into it.
Both of them would be A+. If I was the editor, I'd go, thank you both. That's great. Back
that
to work.
That is what we need. That is what we need here.
Haim, your news?
Okay. What have I got? Okay, here's something I think this can't affect the world in a bad way. Mm-hmm. I have been having golf lessons over summer, as I promised you I would, Andy. Mm-hmm. Been having golf lessons over summer, and I am pleased with the progress.
Okay.
Salacious headline in 3, 2, 1.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Have you had a game of golf while having a beer?
I played, then I had a beer.
My headline.
Oh, actually, I have. I take it back. I'm par 3. Yeah, walked around a few times with a beer.
Hamish pleased with his own drink driving.
Oh, clever.
Good. That's a huge.
That would get some clicks.
That's very clickable.
I went for simply Hamish Blake pleases himself on public golf course.
Dude, drunkenly pleases himself.
Very good. Jacko, you would definitely win that one. The editor would go, yes, that's what we want.
And I guess I am out there pleasing myself.
I please myself on a golf course every single weekend and sometimes during the week.
Is it too much to say you're even pleasuring yourself? Because it is a pleasure.
What is pleasure but bringing a pleased feeling to yourself?
That is it. If you make that drive and make the sound that you've been trying to make for weeks.
Yes.
That's an absolute pleasure. And who provided that pleasure? Yourself.
The game of golf.
All right.
Very good, Jacko. What's your bit of positive news?
Over summer, my mum actually retired at the end of 2022, which means, conveniently for us, she is available now to babysit Gordy more often.
I love it how he's good news.
He's good news for Jack
and for me.
Okay.
Very good.
Good luck.
Okay, here we go.
Salacious headline in 3, 2, 1.
Gordon's demands force Jill out of a job.
Fair enough.
That's good. Gold FM breakfast star Jack Post leaves baby with unemployed old woman to continue to feed chess habit.
I don't know. Mum is a big fan of the podcast. I don't know if she'll love
Jill.
Unemployed old woman as
we
a descriptor.
We love Jill.
It's meant to be as
soon as you had that baby, she was a grandma. So that's
it's fair.
She knows what happened.
Hey, a controversy has come across my desk. And it involves you. And
innocent.
I was trying to sweep it under the carpet. You know, you and I always help each other out.
We do have a sweep first policy. But then if people do begin noticing a lumpy carpet,
yep.
Sweep first, deny the lumps. But if people start lifting up the carpet and having a look under there,
yep.
Then we have
to say,
that
we're talking about.
Then confusion is the best tactic.
Yes.
Gee, I've never noticed those before.
At the moment I'm in the confusion stage, but I can only hold out so long. So I thought, let's try and get ahead of it. I'll bring it up with you now and see if we can get your stance on it straight away.
Look, before I even hear it, can I just say it's been taken out of context and it's actually not that big a deal.
Well,
if I could just get that on the record straight up.
Just recently, second half of last year on the pod, this came up and this is what was said. Hamish, you were talking about a certain chocolate bar.
Twirl is the flake with the wrapping.
Yes.
Right? So they obviously make the flake first, send it over to the Twirl station, they case it. There is a new variant of the flake out. It's the flake luxury. And it is flake cased in chocolate, which is Twirl. What they've done is they've wrapped it in chocolate and are pretending it's a new bar. The fingerprint of the chocolate on the inside is exactly the same pattern.
Yep.
Flake luxury is a Twirl. Twirl is a flake luxury. They're the same thing. Finger lasagna.
Exactly. And we all agreed and we thought we'd taken them down.
We even had both the wrappers in here. What I didn't maybe even explain that well, I remember the day, was the graphic they've used on the front.
Yeah, you did. You explained
it.
Explain
that. It literally is the same photo.
Okay, thank you.
So they know.
I went home and slept well because I thought that, yeah, we've put that to bed. But then an alert listener has said to us, have a quick listen back to 2013 where a similar topic came up. This is us going at it almost 10 years ago.
I got texted a picture of the new flake chocolate bar. So you know a flake?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's called a flake luxury. Mm-hmm. And it is your regular flake, but then it's got a layer of covering chocolate.
That's a 12.
That's a 12. I mean, you look at the cross section, it's a 12.
I don't, I mean, that was Jack's accusation, but I don't know if that's a 12 because a 12.
I know a 12 twirls and it's layered on the top.
And flake is bark.
I get that hand, but it's too close. The old thing about a flake.
Andy, when you're in the chocolate bar game, that's all you've got. Okay, you can't just go, well, an aero bar is a solid block because apart from some bubbles, it's the same thing. No, it's a completely different thing.
So the texture of the chocolate is important.
I don't think a flake covered in chocolate is a twirl, and I'll say that and I'll stand by that statement. I'm like big court.
Okay, let's
go. Let me just say a few things here. First of all, as I suspected, it's not a big deal. As I did suspect, it has been taken out of context and it's not a big deal. So that's great to know, first off.
That's a relief, I'd imagine.
Isn't it interesting, though? You listen to that old me in that.
That's really, people are entitled to change.
People can change.
And I go, what a foolish young man. You know, I hear an old me. You know, it was probably back in radio days and it's late in the day and you're just looking to get home and it's been sprung on you and that foolish young man started talking about things he didn't understand.
Well, that's what I wanted to say.
Don't cancel
Hamish because he's changed his opinion.
If we can't change, what hope does? What's the point of cancel culture?
Yeah,
if someone can't come out and go, I changed my mind. I was educated properly, and I was. If I remember last year when we were talking about the flake luxury, that came in from someone that worked in a servo.
Yes.
Now, I've never seen a flake luxury before. We've obviously talked about them.
I didn't think we'd seen it.
I had the photo of it and I thought I'd never heard of it before.
None of us have ever remembered talking about this, which I love because people don't understand that when we say this, like on radio, you cannot remember what you've seen.
No,
like,
you can't. No.
There are people that we've had on that I never remember talking to and, you know, That's just the way of the game. So,
listen to the two poignant bits. This is last year.
Oh, we know I've changed. Flake luxury is a twirl. Mm. Twirl is a flake luxury. Mm. They're the same thing.
Mm. And this is my.
By the way, this is me, Hamish, live in 2023. That is my current stance. Mm-hmm. I've evolved. Mm. I've learnt. I've been educated. I did a chocolate acceptance course.
Okay. And then this is here in 2013.
I don't think a flake covered in chocolate is a twirl, and I'll say that and I'll stand by that statement. Hamish Blake's big call.
Silly. Big call. And a big call. And sometimes big calls can be dumb. No risk, no reward. Huge risk making that call. Huge punishment by getting it wrong.
Yeah.
That's what makes me an exciting broadcaster. I will make big calls. I will get them wrong.
Exactly.
I will front up when I've done so.
Exactly.
And
you'll admit.
10 years on, you go, that's a really uneducated kid.
Mm.
Just trying to impress his mates.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a dumb thing to do. I should have sat down and said, I won't speak any further on the topic.
Yeah.
I'd like to see both bars, please. Mm. And then I think if I'd seen both bars,
I would have been able to do it.
Because in my mind, I was thinking of a flaky flake.
Mm.
But you forget that that's not how it works. Yeah.
Well done, Haim. Very brave.
Extremely brave, you mate. Thank you.
Brave,
very
exciting,
much.
Yeah. Big.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Oh, thank you. A fair trial.
Haim, for the first time this year, a lot of people at hamishandy.com asked whether they can participate in this game. It's basically designed to decide whether you're good at small talk, whether at the party, are you the perfect plus one? Because you can come into a room and you can chat with anyone, keep the ball in the air and conversation.
This is by far our most requested participation. I think it's because people hear it and then they go, oh, you know, it's been years now. No one's stood up as a champion, true champion. Everyone's like, get me in there. We might have to have like a World Cup at some stage of Chit Chat Champion, which I guess would be, I mean, you could just do it as a cocktail party, couldn't you? Just have everyone.
Well, no,
like,
because I think that's too relaxing. I think with everyone's
but
eyes
sorry,
on them,
here's,
that's
here's,
what
here's, here's the element I was gonna. Here's the element I was gonna add. You do it as a cocktail party, right? Everyone's chatting, and you instead of having a drink, you have a red flag and a green flag.
Yeah.
And if you're talking to someone, and it's sort of self-nominated, so if you think they're stumbling or they're not very good, you hold up the red flag and a ref comes and gets them. So it's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you're just circulating through the party.
And so a ref circulates through the party and just...
And the person, and then you move on to the next person if you're reading green flags. And then as you start talking to someone and during the conversation, if they think you're struggling, they red flag you.
Another suggestion?
Yeah.
Party going on.
Mm.
At a singular moment... A spotlight just comes on, people talking, and the rest is dark. And then everyone else has to stop, but their mics come live to the room.
That's good.
So suddenly you hear two people having to chat, and that's when they know they're on, and they've got to continue their conversation.
Then, this is great. That happens, that spotlight moment happens for 30 seconds.
Mm.
Then there's a pause, and we'd find out, we know their names. Okay, that was Karen and Jim.
Yep.
The room then votes. The room votes. That's who did they like, Carrot or Jim?
Or
the loser of that conversation must leave the room. The party.
Then it's a competition with the person you're having a conversation with, which is meant to be friendly.
I like the way you just to refine it one more. I think a ref then walks through and just taps one person on the shoulder, which means
we saw a conversation before. You started on the fact about Africa.
Yeah.
You have to leave.
Yeah. And then, and Jim.
I just got it briefly
mixed up.
You can't
say goodbye. Unlike Survivor, you don't get your 10 seconds to say goodbye. You just have to leave straight away quietly.
You don't always get that in Survivor.
Don't
sometimes
you?
It's just, I mean, you walk out,
but
sometimes it's good luck, everyone. I've had the best time.
Yep.
Other times it was, you know, watch Ken, he's a dog. Which different people do take it in different ways. And I actually think we leave that open because it would provide good chat for the rest of the party. Like, gee, how was it when Jim left? He wasn't happy.
Watch Ken, he's a dog. All right, let's play.
Chit me with your best chat. Natter away. Chit Chat Champion.
Brent joins us. Ahoy to Brent.
Ahoy, boys.
Would you participate in a World Cup style game where everybody's there and there's a spotlight and a ref taps you on the shoulder?
Well, actually, you've got me a bit nervous now. I thought I could, but now now I'm thinking I might get all tongue-tied with the pressure.
Brent. Yeah, it's a pretty intense cocktail party. Not too many cocktail parties. Do you rock up and they go, just a word of warning, there's a conversational referee roaming around.
That's true. Brent, you were unknowingly nominated by your son, Ethan.
Yes.
He listens to the podcast, but thank you very much for stepping up, not probably knowing much
good
about
you,
this whatever, whatsoever. Brent, are you going to be against Ashley today? Ashley, ahoy to you.
Ahoy.
Ashley,
now, Ashley, would you say you're a veteran listener of Chit Chat Champion?
I'd say so, yeah.
Okay.
And what makes you a great chit chatter?
I worked as a barista for 4 years and now I'm working as a counsellor at Kids Helpline.
Oh, my God, you're cold on the coal face. Yeah, good on you for the work that you do, both in coffee, yeah, but probably more importantly, Kids Help One too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know about pauses, you know when to leave them, when to fill them. Really is the game here of Chit Chat Champion. We should run it through for you, Brett, if you haven't heard any. Brent, we'll put Ash on hold and then I will start a conversation. Andy will say something. You don't get any cues about when you should start. That's half the game, is being able to sense the moment when you then come in with your part of the conversation. You cannot ask a question.
Yes.
Questions are stalling. Your job Your job is to move the conversation along in a natural manner, hopefully elevating it and making all present interested and happy, not awkward and wondering what you're doing at the party.
Keeping that ref off your back.
You want that ref to keep walking, baby.
All right, Brent, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, good luck.
Oh, hey, Ander.
Hey, man.
Hey, question. Have you ever gutted a fish and was it hard?
Yeah, I have, and it depends on the fish.
Well, I've got an interesting story about gutting a fish. I've never actually done it. I normally hand that over to my wife, who's a chef.
Don't look now, guys, but there is a referee staking his way through the crowd.
Hey, I can tie the
rope. No, you've got you in a headlock.
He's got you in a headlock.
I've got so much more to talk about, though.
I know, but it's about that entry. It's about the dive.
That's,
you know,
that's,
when a diver lands, like it makes a huge splash. He's not allowed to get out of the pool.
The judges don't care about you doing synchronized swimming once you're in the water at the bottom of a 10-meter platform. It really is about the dive. You can do as many handstands as you want once you're in the pool, but it won't go on the scorecard.
I thought for a second when you said, I've got an interesting story about a fish, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I've never done it. Definitely wouldn't qualify as interesting. But
Brent, that's kind of the game.
Win.
You may still win. There's always a chance of it. It is like penalty kicks. Yes. Oh, it's not like penalty kicks because you did kick it over the post. But if someone comes along and trips over the ball and eats it, then I guess the one that goes over the post is the less embarrassing.
My opponent's going to have to go pretty bad.
Yes.
Oh, well, you never know. We did like the gusto.
We'll put you on hold. Ashley, are you there?
Hello.
Ashley. Now, Brent went pretty well, so are you ready?
Okay, yes.
All right. Good luck.
Oh, hey, Ando.
Hi, mate.
Hey, have you ever gutted a fish? And if so, was it tricky?
I have, but it depends on the fish.
Ah, really? I've never gutted a fish, but I wondered what that would be like.
How do you feel you went, Ashley?
How do you think you went?
I don't know. All right.
Yeah, solid. Yeah. I think solid. I always get a good laugh out of when the really doesn't match the contents of what comes next. Really? I haven't.
The other thing, Ashley, is I don't think I'd walk away and go, hey, Jack, you've got to go catch up with Ashley.
But to be fair, Jack, I don't know if she'd walk away and go, you've got to catch up with these guys.
No, that's true. But I wouldn't walk up to Jack and go, avoid Ashley. So I think you were right.
Do you think that could be the case with Brent?
Well, I think we have to give it to Ashley.
I think we do.
Brent, Ashley is the winner today. Thank you very much.
Not
both
before.
Of you.
No, you just, I mean, wow. it could have gone either way there for a moment. Mm. Outstanding work from both of you.
Yes, we'll send a token of no value to both of you. Brent, we're going to send you a token, but we attribute no value to it.
Yeah, it's going to come okay, void of value, but you're absolutely allowed to attach your own in your own time.
Oh, very good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Ando, mentioned to you, we've mentioned that the start of a new school year this year for both my kids, both starting at the same school. So brand new school for everyone, the kids, mum and dad.
Brand new car park
and,
for you.
And dad, Cheryl. Brand new car park for me. Operation Mayfair, still in operation. It's a lot of pressure. Like, you know, it's a big thing for the kids. They're doing great. Very proud of them. Big for dad because, as you know, I suffer from face blindness.
Yes.
And names and face issues.
You remember everyone's face. You just don't remember the accompanying name.
Love to put a name to it. Love to put a name to it. Although, even with the faces sometimes, I do struggle to, I struggle to put it together. Mm. I don't know what's going on in my brain. We've talked about it many times before on the show.
Mm.
Famously, my brother who's bald, you showed me a picture of him with red hair to see if I recognised that person. Face. And I did not.
And you didn't even recognise you.
I did not. And you went, because I was just seeing the red hair going, no, I'd remember someone with that. It was like really outrageous, bright red hair.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it's your brother. I went, okay, well, it was a good distraction with the hair,
but
I did not recognise the face.
Yeah.
Now I see it. Now I realise it was him. That's what I'm dealing with all the time. So imagine walking into it. So you walk into a brand new school, 2 year levels of faces that I now have to remember.
The parents.
I have to log. The parents. Yeah. I mean, the parents is tough. And unfortunately, they start the school year, you often go and have like a barbecue and everyone wears a name tag.
Yep.
And I got into this crazy false sense of security because you're at a function with name tags. So my brain is going,
you're reading the auto cue, not remembering the lines.
100%. Yes. Like, I've done Shakespeare. You did it with an auto cue. I think it was by heart. I think I remembered the whole play. Yeah. So because going into this year, I was like, right, packed. I'm going to get better at names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to remember people's names. I'm going to be known as the guy that at drop off and pick up that can, because I failed last year.
Yeah.
I got like four down and they were your buddies and I just flamed out with everyone else.
I also feel sorry to jump in here, but I also feel sorry for the person that you actually want to be friends with, but you don't know their name. Yeah. I've had this before where
friendship could go.
I don't want to get rid of the friend, like, or give up the opportunity for new friendship.
Just to avoid the conversation, yeah.
Yep.
So,
because now, this time of the year, we're entering into a really interesting stage. The first few weeks, it's fine to be like, oh, sorry, I know we saw you last year at orientation, sorry. We're now deep enough into the year where the phrase, sorry, what was your name again, is off the table.
Mm.
So now I'm left with my skills alone, my survival skills alone.
Yes.
One of which is a trick I use. Mm-hmm. I open up a notes section in my phone and I write down a physical description of the person. Even if my brain's going, you'll remember them. I write down who they are, who their partner is, who their kid is. So before I do pick up, I can just do a quick refresher.
Seems like admin.
This is how earnestly I would like to remember names,
Very good.
You must feel this all the time when you walk up to someone and you say hi and you say their name.
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
It's great.
I mean, because outside of you guys, few people out on the other side of the glass and the people I live with.
Not everyone.
Very rarely. The people immediately on the other side of the glass. Anyone in a room past that, it's just back to pistol fingers and how are you, champs?
Yeah.
So I was like, I would love to have that feeling as I walk through the school grounds. So here's where I'm at. It's been going well. Okay, it's been going really well. And here's the best scenario. Mm-hmm. This is where it was really paying off because I was like, okay, there's one dad, like we sort of are dropping off at about the same time, me and this guy Paul. And we're dropping off similar times of the day. And I think we both had pretty loosey-goosey jobs because he's also often like in shorts and thongs like I am. But maybe it's for driving or whatever because sometimes he has glasses on and sometimes he doesn't.
Okay.
And for me, that is a huge degree of difficulty.
Exactly.
Ideally, I'd like everyone wearing name tags, but if you can't wear name tags, don't go changing one of the key features that I use.
You didn't, because you in didn't my realize list, Clark Kent was Superman for ages.
I'm just finding out now. So in my list, if Paul's got glasses on, mate, you're lucky that I noticed your prominent Adam's apple and like the, you know, the fact that you're in shorts and a t-shirt and you have a, and I know, like I noticed your haircut.
Yeah.
Because glasses usually be enough to go off. So I've been really proud of myself that this system has worked and it has enabled me to confidently even do something difficult like identify Paul, whether he's glasses, just use them for driving Paul, or maybe he's no glasses because we walked enough.
You're improving without the system. You know, you're practicing it. Yep. You know.
So one day I might not need the system.
Yeah.
I would say normally yes, but no, because guess what I found out this week?
What?
It's two different guys.
Both named Paul?
Paul always has glasses. I don't know who the other guy is. I've been calling him Paul. I thought he was glassesless Paul, who looked a bit different with glasses off, but he looks different because he's not Paul.
He's a different guy.
Haim, when there's a special skill that's come in at hamishnerdy.com, and we appreciate all the correspondence, but if there's one that requires for us to see it in person, to be thrilled in person, to give it the go-ahead, often we have to fly them in on the cheapest available flight. No accommodation.
Well, it comes out of our pocket, Ando. Yeah. It comes out of our pocket, and therefore, really, and may I just say, you know, reiterate this, really so we can have as many as we can.
Yes.
We must look to cut costs. It's not not a personal thing. It's not me and Andy trying to, good God, no.
No.
It's really to, you know, the cheaper the cost per flight gets, the more we can have.
Yep.
And that's a win for the listeners. So I think the listeners really support this cost cutting. Absolute rock bottom, grind them down.
Same day.
Pick you up in a rickshaw from the airport kind of situation because it flows into more content for the listeners and happier listeners.
Hey, and that's why rather than just bring them straight on the show, often we have people come up and say, present their case for their special skill and the three of us decide whether we'll fly them in or not. Two people came on my side of the fence of the emails because the emails get split 50-50 that I wanted to present today.
Vying for a ticket on Rex or I noticed Bonzer Airline of Bonzer is the new low-cost carrier. I don't know if they're flying yet.
They are flying, but I think they only fly regional. So instead of going to Tullamarine in Melbourne, they'll go to Avalon. They can still get here if the rickshaw can make it from Geelong
up to South Melbourne. I think what a wonderful. How far is it walking up the Geelong Freeway there? That's about 60 km, is it?
Yeah, you might.
Wonderful distance for a charity.
If you get on the first flight in the morning, you should be able to make it here.
Or even what I'm saying is, do it the day before and say I'm walking 60 km for charity and make it a fundraiser. You get a little something. The charity gets a bit of something, and we save on the cab.
Yep. Yep. All good suggestions. But I like it when this happens. Lucia is nominated by her boyfriend, Andrew, and she joins us now. Ahoy, Lucia.
Ahoy.
Lucia, first up, before you tell us the skill, would you be prepared to walk from Avalon to Melbourne for this skill, to us to see it?
I famously hate walking, so absolutely not.
Famously?
I thought it was you. I watched your doco on Not a Single Step. Really powerful doco.
She hops everywhere. You won't really hate it.
Bad news for charities, bad news for Hamish and Andy, but it would still be great to fly you in. Just might be a bit more of an ungodly hour then, so we can pay for the rickshaw.
I can do that.
Can you explain to everybody what you can do?
Well, I'm a singing teacher and often, like, I have to go over a certain section of a song and I found that I would scroll back, like, we look for a particular lyric, a particular part, and I would scroll back and land exactly there and just, like, blind scrolling. And I thought it was a fluke at first, but it happens a lot, so.
How many songs?
I've been a teacher for, like, 6 years, so a lot of songs, but just anything I know, really.
So okay. So if it's a song, do you have to know the song to be able to go, okay, here's the last chorus and zip to it?
I would say, yeah. Yes.
Got it. Yeah, okay.
And it writes here that you will land the scrolling little button to within plus or minus one bar of the song Max?
You said one bar. Okay. That's my boyfriend. Yeah, that's I can do one bar.
Yep, that's your boyfriend talking you
if
up.
If it's a quick song, yes, that's within half a second probably. So if we said between two seconds, 2-3 seconds, is that fairer?
Yeah. Okay.
What's an example of a song you love?
Oh, Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin.
It's a great song.
Oh, really good song. Yeah. So if we say, does that have a bridge? Does every song have a bridge?
Not every song.
Yeah, it does have a bridge.
Okay. It does. Where would
Most
that
songs
be?
Have a bridge.
At what time in the song would the bridge be?
Or do you have to see the
I feel like it's a visual. It's a visual
thing.
You've got
to see the length of the
time
bar.
The gut feeling, yeah.
Okay.
How many songs could we select from? Yeah, would you give us, could we have a list of 100 songs?
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Wow. Wow. And so we could randomly pick a song. We could be like, okay, here we've got Talking About Sex by Salt-N-Pepa here.
Yep. Second verse.
Is that the name of the song? I don't even know.
Let's talk about sex.
We'll print a current song, so see if you know it. Yes. But we could go second verse and you could hit it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Lucia, stand by. We've got James also on the line. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? We've got James also really standing by here to talk us through his special skill. James, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, gentlemen. How do you go out there, Andy?
No need. James, tell us your special skill.
Well, I'd say it's more of a gift that's been bestowed on me, but more so I can taste any cordial, brand, no sugar, sugar. And yeah, I guess tell you the flavor, the brand and the sugar index.
Wow.
Wow. And that is a gift that you've been given there. I do like the humility. Sometimes, you don't pick the skill picks you.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
Throw a few of the, like, let's say, you know, Cotties is obviously probably the king of the cordials.
Definitely.
I haven't bought cordial for a while. I really haven't given it too much attention. Do a lot of the ranges come in a sugar and no sugar variant now?
Yeah, well, I was a bit of a chunky monkey back at school and I had smashed a bunch of cordial back in the day. So there's also the sugar variants and then there's the diet rights and the golden circle. So, yeah, I've jumped all over the place really, but. Yeah.
Do you remember what it was like when you found out you needed to mix it with water? And you went, oh, my God, I've been doing 2 litres of this a day.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
James, when you take the sip, are you taking it mixed with water? Is that what you can just detect? Or are you taking a straight one and you can know the brand and flavour?
Well, there's a few variables, but the volume of water does kind of come into it a little bit. But, yeah, I'm able to do it with a good 25 to 75% ratio of water to cordial. So
one part a cordial, three parts water, and then you'll be able to identify what flavour cordial, what brand of cordial, and whether it's sugar-free or not sugar.
That's the gist.
What's the most impressive one you've done in front of people and they've said, wow?
Well, it was Bickford's, actually. I'd like to think of it more in touched and to drink a lot of Bickford's, but I haven't drank a lot of it, obviously, in the big glass bottles, so I don't usually get around it much. But I did manage to, pick up on a Bickford's lemon lime as opposed to a standard lemon lime from the Cotties or Golden Circle variety. So
it's impressed me.
We'll put them both on hold. are we shelling out for two flights?
Jackie, so Bonza has started flying, but they can't fly to Tullamarine.
That's right. Could you get them on the same flight, then the same transfer from the airport saves you money?
That's what about this? Where? What states are we talking at?
Where are they, guys? Sydney, and both in Sydney. I feel like we just do it.
Yeah, it's hard. One is not better than the other.
You're right. Let's just do it. Come on.
Lucia?
Yep.
And James?
Yes.
We'd love you both to come to Melbourne.
Oh, lovely. Very good.
And guess what? We aren't going to make either of you walk from the airport. It's going to be transfers included. But we'll be organising a time that suits all of us. But we can't wait to see them in the flesh.
We have here, James, you prefer to fly at 5 a.m. Is that correct? That's what we've got on your form. Great.
I don't mind the old Foot Falcons, but I'm happy to jump on a flight. So.
Could be something like that. So we'll see what we can do to facilitate that request.
See you guys. See you soon.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank
we'll see you soon.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for
that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.